is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the show, my show, Lead Singer Syndrome. It's a podcast where I talk to other lead singers about what it's like to be the front man or front woman of a band. And usually I talk to, you know, professionals, people that have maybe been doing this a long time. They do this for a living. But it's very rare that I get diamond-selling artists on the podcast. So when this one came through on the email, I said, oh yeah, I want to talk to the frontman of Creed, who you all know as Mr. Scott Stapp. The man has been through the ringer over the past, well, few years, but he's doing awesome now. And he's got a solo record out that's doing really, really good on radio. It's getting played more than any other track in rock music right now. That's a big deal. And it was really, actually, really nice speaking to him. What a great guy. So thank you very much for tuning in, whether this is your first time checking out the podcast or maybe you've listened to all 200 whatever episodes. Welcome or welcome back. And yeah, this one came through the pipeline pretty quick. I didn't have a ton of time to do my homework on Scott Stapp. Of course, I'm familiar with Creed. But, you know, in terms of all the little idiosyncrasies I usually have ironed out, I feel like this was, I think I did okay. But regardless, sit back and listen to this quick episode. And when you're done this one, maybe check out last week with Jim Atkins of Jimmy Eat World, or who even knows? Just go back, check one out, or many. Because let's be honest, right now, you might just be stuck at home. And I know today is May, you know the context, we have to tell you the date. Today is May 6th, and a lot of stuff is opening back up. I'm no expert. I'm no government person, but I think it's a little premature. That's my take. I just look at the numbers rising, and in a lot of places, the cases, they're still happening, and a lot of people are dying, so I don't know why now, but hey, I mean, I guess they're trying to get that economy going, but I am definitely not going anywhere still. That's me. That's my take. Hey, but regardless, I hope you're staying sane as possible and doing well. If you have some time and you want to write me an email, get in touch, feel free. My email is leadsingersyndrome@gmail.com. I read all my email, 100% of it. So I will get your message and I try to reply back to most people. I don't reply back to everybody. Sometimes some things fall through the cracks, but yes, hit me up. I will try to get back to you. And if you want to support the show, oh, if you've listened before, you know what I'm going to say. We got this thing. It's called the Lead Singer Syndrome All Access Club. And it's for big fans of the show. If you've listened to, you know, a lot of episodes and you want more, or you want more interaction with me, interaction with other fans of the show, go to leadsingersyndrome.com/all access, and you pay a little bit of money each and every month and you get some perks, but it is what keeps this show going on the air every single week for free with some great guests like Scott Stapp. So please, please go on there and check it out. It really does help me out and you get all kinds of perks. Like I'm doing a question and answer session tomorrow live on our Facebook group, which is going to be awesome. And, you know, I go on there, I play some tunes sometimes. And of course, the community is amazing. Shout out to all my sinners worldwide. That link again is leadsingersyndrome.com/all access. And, you know, I wish I had more news. I don't really have anything today. Like, I'm thinking about it. I don't know. I got some new gear, like some new recording equipment. I don't know if this sounds better or worse because there is a learning curve, you know, whenever you get new microphone or new preamp or, you know, some new plugins, you play around with them and you're like, yeah, I think that sounds pretty good. And then you're kind of like, well, those other ones I was using before sounded good and I knew how to use them. And now I'm, you know, a little all over the place. But literally that is the excitement that I have to tell you. I'm also thinking about really getting into Korean baseball because I think that's the only sports going on in the whole world. So I guess I got to pick a team, get a jersey, find my favorite players. Yeah, I think that I am going to be a Korean baseball fan from now on. So that is all. That is all I got. I finished a 1,000-piece puzzle. Bring on the 3,000-piece. I know I won't be done before this pandemic's over. Hopefully. I hope it doesn't go on that long. Anyway, regardless, let's get into it, shall we? And the quick episode and my conversation with Scott Stapp of Creed.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing good, brother. How you doing?
Good, man. Good. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me. This is rad, man. This is rad.
Awesome, man. I'm glad to be talking to you, brother. Definitely.
Yeah, thanks. Well, first of all, congrats with all the success on Survivor. This album, the album came out last July. It's had a lot of staying power.
Yeah, man, I've been blown away, you know, by the reception from the fans and from rock radio and the music community and just them, you know, welcoming me back and just allowing this rebirth to happen.
No, totally. Go ahead. Yeah.
You know, and so I really couldn't have asked for more after 6 years of being away and then, you know, after everything that I've gone through so publicly.
Yes, very, very publicly. And we're going to get to that in just a minute. You know, it is true though, these days, you know, from even 6 years ago, the industry's changed so much. The shelf life of a record isn't what it once was. You know, the 2 year album cycles and putting out a third, fourth, fifth single 2.5 years after a record came out, that's over. Why do you think that this record, people continue to find something in this record that's, you know, almost a year old now?
I don't know. I mean, I think some of it has to do with me believing that me not giving up on the fact that you can still go 3, 4, and 5 singles deep on a record. Okay. You know, I think some of that is maybe just my persistence and drive to continue pushing. Also the fans, their reaction to it and you know, looking at the metrics and, you know, stuff I never even knew about. My entire career kind of guiding you on like, you know, what, you know, radio may be interested in or what the fans are without your knowledge are streaming and in large numbers and, you know, requesting at radio. I mean, this is, you're right. 6 years is a long time and a lot has changed in the game. And I hope that, you know, artists and you being one know this, I hope we continue to make records, you know, bodies of work and it doesn't just turn into, a singles driven business. You know, because one thing that was really important to me with this record, is that it maintained, you know, my philosophy of album making, since day one, which is to tell a story. Yeah. From the first song to the last song. And the album was made and written and put together with the specific of purpose of being listened to from the first song to the last, in order to really comprehend and digest, you know, what the body of work is. And I know that, you know, some of that's aspirational thinking, man. And I know that, you know, probably the majority of people out there, you know, they cherry pick songs.
Right.
You know, I definitely, you know, have some really killer fans who, you know, reached out, you know, over the course of the record and just let me know, that they, you know, they still listen to albums from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And they captured the vision, and that really opened things up for them. And so I hope that that never dies, man.
No, I don't think it will, especially in rock music with, you know, there's still the end of the year album of the year lists, you know, you still read about that. People still enjoy albums, and I don't think it'll ever go away, especially with people over the age of, let's say, 25 now. You know, I think it's the younger people that are listening to the singles, not the people in their late 20s or 30s or 40s for sure. So the video, I read it was supposed to be a full-on live-action traditional music video, but obviously with the situation we're in now, for a little, what is today? Today is April 22nd, just for people to understand the context. I read that the video had to morph into what it is now, which is sort of a lyric video with some, you know, different kinds of footage. How are you dealing with this whole thing?
I mean, you know what? It is what it is. You know, I would have loved to have shot the video that we had originally planned. It was something that the director and I had spent a lot of time going back and forth on. Yeah. and really crafting and brainstorming, and then, you know, life happens. And unfortunately, this pandemic has come and it's affected every single one of us.
Yeah.
I'm just fortunate, and my thoughts go to that my family's healthy. My band and my crew is healthy. And my friends, and extended family, are healthy. And so I have no complaints there. And so we just rolled with it. Went with the visualizer concept, to continue. And like we were talking about earlier, you know, about having a third single, in today's music climate, you know, to add on to that, you know, I push, and I have a team and a label that when I push, they say, all right, let's do it.
Yeah. Great.
And it really takes a village. And if I didn't have other people fighting on my behalf, and, it might've been, you know, one and done.
Yeah.
You know, one single and out for me. And so, you know, I'm fortunate to have this visualizer and this single at its second week at radio. And
yeah, I saw it was the most added song across the nation. Congratulations on that. That's really, really huge.
Yeah, thanks, brother. And you know, as far as having to convert from the video to the visualizer, you know, I have so much empathy for people out there that are having much more difficult choices to make in life right now than I've had to make with a music video to a visualizer.
Yes. Well, you've been through the ringer, Scott. It's been, like you said earlier, well documented. Do you think the old Scott Stapp would be dealing with what's going on in the world right now? Like being locked away. Do you think it would have been beneficial if this had happened to you, let's say, in the prime of your, let's just call it issues? Or do you think it would have killed you?
You know, let's just say during the prime of, you know, the peak of my dark period, which I call it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been good for me.
Yeah.
And you know, my heart goes out to others out there that are battling and struggling with the issues that I've dealt with in my life, because I know it's tough for them right now, because
for sure.
Trying to come out of that alone is tough. And you know, you need support and contact and people in your life to help you out. You know, so it wouldn't have looked pretty, man. And so, you know, I'm fortunate. You know, one thing I did do during this period was I wanted to come out of this lockdown. You know, in one regard, better than I went in, health wise.
Yeah.
And so I took the opportunity to end my nicotine addiction.
Oh, good for you.
Which I had had since I was 13 years old. And I am on, let's see, I went to the patch on the 27th of last month.
Okay.
And then my final patch was the 14th of this month. And so far so good.
Yeah, congratulations. And they say that can be the hardest thing to kick. So must be a really great feeling for you to be doing it.
As of today, I'm taking it one day at a time, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, who knows? But I mean, you know, we've all had to, I think, you know, do things. And I raise that to say that I think we've all had to do things during this period of time to maintain some level of purpose.
Yeah.
And sanity. And outside of, you know, being a school teacher, along with my wife, to my 9-year-old and 13-year-old.
Right.
And you know, a daycare with my 2-year-old, which I love. I love all of it. No complaints. You know, I really wanted to, you know, have another purpose and come out of this, you know, and it just helped give me something every day that I knew I was fighting for, outside of this, to shift my focus from all the struggle and the trauma. Of dealing with the news and the new announcements every day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I think a lot of other people have done similar things. They focused on their health. They focused on, you know, learning new things. You know, so I'm not the only one. You know, just throwing that out there, because I think a lot of people have done similar things.
No, absolutely. It's great. Well, I want to talk about the old days for a minute. You know, Creed was one of the biggest artists in the world. People seem to forget, you know, 3 consecutive platinum albums. One of them was Diamond, which for people that don't know is 10 million sold just in the US. You were young. You clearly had some issues, but you were a cash cow. You know, your voice was being broadcast to millions of people all over the world. People were enabling you to line their pockets. Do you look back at that with disdain? Do you, like, how do you feel about these memories that you have now of that time being the biggest artist in rock music?
Man, I mean, what an amazing time in a young person's life.
Right.
You know, I mean, all my dreams were coming true. And it was, you know, one record, then the next record, then the next record. And it was, you know, from clubs to arenas to stadiums on hold. It was incredible. And, you know, at the end of the day, man, I made, you know, no matter what, I made my own choices. And so, you know, whether, there was pressure involved, or added pressure, or what, you know, the buck stops with me.
Right.
And so, you know, I just look back at that time as one of the most amazing, periods in my life. And then when we got back together in 2009 through 2012, man, it just picked right back up again.
Right.
Like like it never stopped. You know, with Full Circle, and so, you know, what a fortunate situation, and a gift, that I had been given as an artist.
Well, that,
and I have nothing but gratitude and gratefulness, and humility, because I know now how rare, that is. You know, it's something that likely may never happen again.
Right. I think you get your one shot, but hey, that leads me to my next question. And you never know, you know, 5 years you've been sober, your solo music is being taken very seriously. It's proving that you can do this at a high level. Could we see a Creed reunion happening once again?
You know, who knows, man? The relationships with the band are all really good. You know, Mark and myself communicate. You know, it was just his birthday on the 18th, you know, we traded some texts there, and you know, I think about a month ago we were FaceTiming when we were in Orlando, and
wonderful.
His wife, my wife, were hanging out. I mean, the relationships are positive, you know, so I don't think anything's out of the question. You know, right now, you know, my head is buried in the sand, focused on my solo career.
Sure.
And you know, this solo record. But let me tell you, if something is to come up with Creed, we will definitely make sure everybody knows.
People will hear about that one. The news outlets aren't going to skip that that press release. Well, you know, these pandemics, not that we know anything about them, but I think they might have a way of, you know, bringing people together and making people realize just what's important in life, you know?
Yeah, man.
Two Absolutely. More questions if I have time. They're both fan questions. This pandemic has brought out a new thing called the Creed Bomb. What does he think about the Creed Bomb? Do you know about the Creed Bomb?
I do not know about the Creed Bomb. Can you tell me what it is?
It's kind of like a Rickroll when all of a sudden someone's watching something and then all of a sudden it's you, I guess, coming through the screen, you know, with one of your very 90s videos. I have not been Creed Bombed myself, but I have seen some good Creed Bomb reaction videos, so.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to check that out. Hey, it sounds cool to me, man. I think it's awesome that you know, when your music has connected with so many people, whether it be controversial, good, bad, or loved,
right?
The fact that you become a part of culture, man, that's something that you can only be grateful for and dream about, man. And so I got to laugh about it. It's fun.
Absolutely.
I'm glad people are having fun with it.
Absolutely. And the last question is a question about the Super Bowl. He genuinely wants to know how the gig came about. Who did you beat out to get it?
That's funny. I think she may be referring to, when I played the halftime gig for the Dallas Cowboys, I would think, and that was on Thanksgiving Day, and it just blew my mind that, you know, I'm a, you know, huge Dallas Cowboy fan, and so to get to play the halftime gig for my favorite team and be a part of that experience and be on national television with the guys and the band was just incredible.
Right. I didn't, you know, it's funny. I didn't have enough time to research. I'm a big Dallas Cowboys fan too, actually. And I was at the Thanksgiving game just this past year. So, it was not a good game, but
Hey, if this person has any inside, I'm just kidding. Super Bowl would be great, man. How about next year?
Hey, if Creed gets back together, don't rule it out. I think it could be in the cards. Scott, thank you for this, man. Anything else to tell the people before I let you go?
That's it, brother. Check me out on my socials. If you don't have the new record, check it out.
The Space Between the Shadows. It's out now.
Yeah, man. And looking forward to the world getting back to a safe and healthy post-pandemic state where we can come together again, live life to the fullest, healthy, happy, and congregate and enjoy life and music again.
I love it. Those are great words. Scott, thank you very much, man, for this. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, brother.
All right.
Talk soon. All right.
Take care.
Bye. You too.
So there it is with Scott Stapp, formerly of Creed. And I don't know, my takeaway is there's a good possibility there could be another Creed reunion. So if you're a big fan of Creed, I don't know, I think you should be kind of excited. But regardless, he's got some great solo material as well to check out, and it's doing really, really well. It's a hot radio track. So check all that out. I want to thank Scott so much for taking the time to speak with me, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I know everyone's got more time, but there's also so much out there to watch, to check out. You know, I mean, there really is some great stuff. So I appreciate every minute you spend listening to Lead Singer Syndrome. It means absolutely the world to me. Make sure if you like the show and you want to help out, you check out the Lead Singer Syndrome All Access Club. That link, one more time, is leadsingersyndrome.com/all access. Big shout out to all the new members. We've had so many in the last couple weeks, and that is really, really incredible because this is a time that we truly do need it the most. Wasn't Scott great, man? He was such a good sport too at the end when I gave him, there was a couple fan questions about the Creed bomb and, you know, the halftime performance, which I should have known that it was the Thanksgiving game and not the Super Bowl halftime show. But hey, shit happens. Anyway, I will leave you with a tune. Here it is, a new Scott Stapp solo tune. It's called Survivor. Here it is on Lead Singer Syndrome. Peace and love. We'll see you soon.
Adrenalize, burning up, cauterize. I'm the roar, the battle cry, screaming out, it's my life, my time, my fight. I'm unstoppable.
But you couldn't drive, no, you couldn't drive me. Survive.